This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, great to be with you again.
And Bridget, as I'm looking at the title here, a song keeps coming to mind. I remember a song from 60s, maybe 70s, Heart and Soul. Well, this isn't that. This is Souls and Heart.
This is Souls and Hearts, and we actually have a great topic, and hopefully it'll be really relevant to your life as we're all dealing with uncertainty right now. But our topic today is how to have resiliency in uncertain times, and how do we respond to the COVID-19 uncertainty from a Catholic mental health perspective. And our guest today is Dr. Peter Malinowski. He is a co-founder of Souls and Hearts and a clinical psychologist. So welcome to Faith in Action, Dr. Peter.
It is a pleasure to be here, Bridget. Thank you for inviting me, and it's great to be here with you too, Jim, and with all your listeners. This is wonderful.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you're actually based here in the Indianapolis metro area. Is that correct? Tell us a little bit about your...
I am right here. Yeah, I'm right here outside of 465 on the southeast side in Marion County, Indianapolis. Yep, right here in the city.
And what is your normal practice like, separate from Souls and Hearts?
My private practice.
Yes.
Yeah, my private practice is called Secure Foundations, and it's a small private practice. I actually work out of a wing of my home. I have a couple of Catholic graduate students that work with me who are students at the University of Indianapolis in the doctoral program, and I work almost exclusively with Catholics who really want the practice of psychology grounded in a Catholic worldview. That's really what I focus on. I do a fair amount of assessment. I work with folks that have all kinds of issues that they want to seek psychological help for. So that's my private practice.
So then that's different from Souls and Hearts. What is Souls and Hearts? What's the mission there, an overview of that?
So Souls and Hearts is also all about grounding psychology in a Catholic worldview, but this makes that psychology grounded in a Catholic worldview available to everybody. What we do is we offer practical, cost-effective, web-based solutions to help Catholics deal with the kinds of things that they deal with in daily life, right? We help them really try to overcome psychological barriers to receiving God's love. If you want to boil what Souls and Hearts does right down to the core, it's about removing the psychological barriers between us and God. Right? There's all kinds of barriers we can have. We can have spiritual barriers. We can have moral barriers or moral issues that get in the way of us relating to God. But one of the things that's so neglected and that I'm so passionate about is that anything that inhibits us in relating with other people is also going to have an impact on how we relate with God. That's psychology. That's in the natural realm, and that's what I'm an expert in. That's what us psychologists do. And so my partner, Dr. Jerry Crete, who is in Souls and Hearts with me, and us, and then all of the other clinicians that work with us, that's what we're all about. We're all about removing the psychological impediments, the barriers, the obstacles, the issues that come between us and God. And so we don't do therapy, but we have like podcasts, we have courses, we have blogs, we've got shows that are all oriented toward that. And, you know, so in our theme with this is our patron is St. John the Baptist, right? Because he prepared the way for the Lord, right? So because grace perfects nature, we really work at the natural level, where we're really helping people to have a strong natural foundation for the spiritual life. Because, again, grace perfects nature. It works with our nature. It doesn't destroy nature. That's straight out of St. Thomas Aquinas. So we've got all kinds of things that I can tell you about if you like, but free courses, you know, and then some paid stuff that really is oriented to bringing what we know, the decades of experience that we have, in a way that is available to other people. Because not everybody needs to go to therapy. Not everybody needs that level of care. But it's also like we've noticed that there wasn't that much out there on the web that's really solid from a Catholic perspective as far as psychology goes.
Now you mentioned that you deal with some things that separate people from God. What are some of those issues?
So one of the things that we see a lot of is that the kinds of problems that we have in relationships, right? For example, authority figures. For example, a father, right? If when I hear a person tell me that they have trouble seeing God as father and they prefer to see God as mother, right? I could correct that person. I could get all catechetical or apologetical with them, you know, and try to explain how God revealed himself as father and so on and so forth. But what I think as a clinician is like there's some kind of father wound there. There's something toxic about the idea of father. And this person might be really trying to hang on to the faith, right? Trying to hang on to some kind of connection with God. But the father aspects are just so difficult because of whatever the history was with the father. And so I tend to look at how do these psychological issues come in. So a lot of times people have problems with authority, right? People have problems with obedience because their experience of authority was so negative. And so whenever we've got something in the natural realm that's disordered, right, where we've had experiences, traumatic experiences, wounds, disappointments that are unresolved, things like that, whatever we build on that natural foundation spiritually is going to also, you know, have that negative effect. And so that's what we're trying to do.
That makes sense. We're talking with Dr. Peter Malinowski, and he is a clinical psychologist and co-founder of Souls and Hearts. And I want to talk about what are some of the issues that people are dealing with right now with the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of uncertainty. And if you have some kind of underlying mental illness or, I guess, mental struggle, I guess maybe we all do, has this been worse for them? So I guess there's two questions there. What are some of the issues people are dealing with? You get what I'm asking?
Yeah, I get what you're asking. So there are surface issues, there are symptoms, right? And then there are the deeper issues, right? So the surface issues are the kinds of things that people have been hearing about. Anxiety, depression, you know, are really prominent ones, grief, sense of loss. But I like to get to the root causes. What is actually going on at the root? And I would say that there's one thing that's really central at the root of all of this. And if you want to look at where so much comes from, it's this one word, insecurity. Insecurity. Mm-hmm. You know, and because, you know, why are people anxious? Well, if you actually follow that anxiety back, if you look at that causal chain and you take it back to first causes, it's about insecurity, right? And what are we insecure in? Well, ultimately, we can have all different kinds of insecurity. We can have physical insecurity, right? The illness itself. I mean, if you've got COVID-19, I mean, that can cause all kinds of fear about death and existential issues, right? Relational insecurity, the loss of our loved ones or being separated from people that we love. We can't visit them anymore. Financial insecurity because of employment issues, you know, because of all the lockdowns and so forth. Security in the social environment. People are worried about, like, what's going to happen to our society, right? As people splinter and there's different kinds of, potential economic, you know, disruptions or even collapse. So I tend to look at it as insecurity. And then there's another aspect to it that I think is just at the core, and that is identity. Who am I? And that also then ties into who am I in relationship to God, right? If we really believed throughout the entirety of our being, body, soul, mind, heart, if we really believed in the 23rd Psalm, right, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, if we really had that totally integrated through us, we wouldn't have the anxiety. We wouldn't have the depression. We wouldn't have the hopelessness, right? So I'm looking at what psychological factors get in the way. It's interesting you ask. Some people are more distressed than they were, obviously, before the COVID-19 thing. But what I found really interesting in some of my clients is that those that have really experienced and come through adversity in the past, those that have dealt with crises in the past effectively, are mm-hmm. having less distress than you might expect or than other people in their environments are because they've actually developed some tools. Right, they've actually developed some skills. They've actually done some of the underlying work around security and identity.
Now, one thing here that strikes me with the COVID-19 situation that is frustrating and concerning to a lot of people is there just don't seem to be any absolutes. I mean, one, if you get it, you could die from it. That's an absolute. But, you know, everybody is stressing, gee, am I overreacting? Am I wearing a mask and gloves for no good reason with people that I've known all my life? Or am I underreacting? I mean, if I don't want to be the one that catches it. I don't want to be the one that gives it to anybody. But yet I don't want to live in a bubble either.
Exactly. We crave certainty. As human beings, we crave certainty. And there are no shortage of people that are getting up with great confidence and telling us all kinds of things. And many of them are turning out to be wrong, right? All kinds of models get blown up, predictions get blown up. And so a lot of people find their security in being able to know what's going to happen and what's, and basically in how to predict the future, right? Mm-hmm. And they find that, and a lot of that has to do with, if I know, then I can have a sense of control, right? If I know, then I can prepare. But you're absolutely right, Jim. There is no knowing. That's one of the cold, hard facts about this, is that we just don't know. And that's being sort of demonstrated over and over again. And I think that is actually a gift from God. Because this whole, one of the things about this whole virus that people have are getting challenged on, Catholics are getting challenged on, is, does Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, does that still apply? Does that apply to me in this situation with the challenges and the difficulties that I have right now? And the answer is yes. But, man, it's hard sometimes for folks to really grip onto that, to really believe that there are opportunities and challenges here that are gifts to us. And one of the gifts is this uncertainty, so that, because what's happening is that our security and things of the world is being stripped away. You know, it's actually being revealed for what it is, how transitory, how ephemeral, how mist these things are, right? So it's a reminder to us to look for security where it really can be found.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, I want to focus on the second half of the show about resiliency and what the four pillars are and how we can gain that through our resident mental health professionals.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley is in the studio, and I'm actually recording from home. I've been doing that for a while. We have our guest from Indianapolis here on the line, Dr. Peter Malinowski. He's a PhD, clinical psychologist, and also a co-founder of Souls and Hearts. And we're talking about resiliency. And what is that, Dr. Peter? And I know there's four pillars that you talk about. So share what that is and what the four pillars are.
So resiliency is basically the capacity to come back after some kind of shock. Okay, it actually is a term in physics, right? If you think of a rubber ball that gets thrown against the wall and it gets compressed and then it comes back, right? It comes back to its former shape. That's what that's what we're talking about with resiliency. And so that's what we're looking for in psychology. Actually, I like to go beyond resiliency because I think these kind of shocks can actually get us to be healthier, stronger, have a deeper faith, and have a greater psychological growth. So I kind of think about beyond resiliency, but there isn't a good word for that in English. So I think about resiliency in terms of the person in four major areas. I think about resiliency in terms of the body. I think about resiliency in terms of the soul. I think about resiliency in terms of the mind. And I think about resiliency in terms of the heart. So those four areas are the four areas that I really look at when I am working with somebody on the topic of resiliency.
So how do we, the million-dollar question, how do we have resiliency in this time of so much uncertainty?
Well, it's really different if you're Catholic and you believe in a good God than for folks that don't, right? If you look at the secular literature in psychology about resiliency, they talk a lot about self-confidence and optimism. Self-confidence and optimism, right? That's what they're focusing on in terms of increasing, among other things. We've got this huge advantage in Catholicism about having hope instead of optimism, right? Because optimism could be founded or unfounded, depending on the particular qualities of the person. And then we also have confidence in God. But let's break it down to each of these four areas. I think that's really where the rubber meets the road. The first thing is to take care of your body. And you know, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not as much of an expert in these areas, obviously. But good sleep, good nutrition, exercise, those basic things to take care of your body. If you've got a medical issue, take care of it. You know, it's easy in a time of crisis to let certain things go. You know, to maintain your body in the way that you should. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing, though. Start with taking care of the body, and that's going to be really helpful because we're body-mind composites. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. They're gifts to us from God.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would also talk about, I would also look at the heart. You know, there's all kinds of emotional stuff that comes up, and it's going to bring up old stuff from the past that's unresolved. It's one of the gifts of this crisis is that other times where we felt insecure, other times where we've really struggled with crises in the past, this is going to activate that stuff so that we have an opportunity to work with it. So let's remember that there's a past and a present, a past in addition to the present, really, and so that we may be tapping into stuff that's pretty old, that goes back to childhood, things like that. As far as the heart, though, I would stress this one word, and that is gentleness, to be gentle with ourselves, to understand that this is unprecedented. We're experiencing things that are unprecedented. So the emotional tension that we experience is understandable. We anticipate that. So gentleness with that, because a lot of people get hard on themselves. They think they should be able to master everything all at once. The mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go with the mind. Let's hear you talk about the mind now.
The mind. You know, one of the things that I personally have struggled with, and a lot of people have struggled with that I've worked with, is like trying to. It goes back to what we were talking about before. Trying to resolve uncertainty by knowledge, right? And going down the rabbit hole when it comes to reading the news and trying to figure this whole thing out. You know,
yeah.
Hours on the internet, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly recommend fasting from the internet on this stuff. Fasting from the news and putting it into. If you do need to know certain things about the COVID-19. Situation that you confine that in time. I'm going to take half an hour. I'm going to read what the governor says. I'm going to read what the mayor says. I'm going to understand what I have to do to reopen my business, or what I have to do in order to carry out the duties of state, the daily life activities, and confine it to time. That's one quick tip that I would recommend people, because we don't have the intellectual capacity to process all the information that's out there and make sense
that's
of it.
True.
And what it does is it just churns us up, right? And that activates all those emotions, and we can wind up really spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first recommendations that I make when people are distressed, is I say, limit the time. And then it leads back to the issues with the body, right? All this stuff's interconnected. You stay up late, you stay up to 1 in the morning reading all this stuff, you're wound up, it's hard to sleep, the next day becomes much harder.
I was going to ask you how important it is to keep a regular schedule of some sort, because with all of this stay at home, you know, you can pretty much, as you were saying, stay up as late as you want. In some cases, sleep in if you want, or
mm-hmm.
take a nap if you want, all things that you can't do during a regular workday for most people. How important is a schedule?
I'm going to broaden it out just a little bit, Jim, and say, you know, the structure is really important. A lot of times, for many, many people, a lot of the things that structure our lives are imposed from outside of us, right? If you're a student, you know, then you've got your classes at certain times. You've got to get your homework done at certain times. Or if you work, you know what the hours of being in at work are. You do what your boss tells you to do. But you hit on something that's really important, and that is that this is requiring us to build our own structures, right? And scheduling is part of that. You know, managing our task list is part of that. And when we are all working from home or we're sheltering in place and so forth, and things just got turned upside down, we have got to reestablish that structure for ourselves. And one of those critical elements is that routine, that schedule. And that also helps us to have some sense of normalcy returning. So I really emphasize the importance of routine. If you can like know that you're going to do this and this and this and this, and you can bring a routine to your family life, right? Because kids are going to need this. You know, all these. Nobody wonders, you know, what a homeschooling mother does anymore all day, right? You know, there's always a question, right? What is those homeschoolers really do? Well, everybody winds up homeschooling. You find out how difficult it is, right? We need those routines for our kids as well. So that's exactly right. You know, to establish those routines, because it creates a sense of predictability and order in our lives, which we all need.
So we only have about 5 minutes left. We're talking with Dr. Peter Malinowski, and he's of PhD and clinical psychologist and co-founder of Souls at Heart. So I think you did mind, heart, soul. Was there one more for the resiliency?
And then the body.
Oh yeah, body.
Right.
So do we get?
Right.
Do we get? We didn't get the soul. I don't think we got the soul, did we? There was one we
Well, you know, so I'm going to emphasize, going back to what Jim was saying about the routine, is that this is a real opportunity for individuals to set up a new prayer routine, a new spiritual routine. That's really important, right? And to bring what we're struggling with to God in that routine, right? This is an opportunity to really increase a sense of confidence and trust in God. And what it's going to reveal is why we have difficulty trusting in general, right? Why do we have difficulty trusting in general? That's the stuff that Souls and Hearts really focuses on. That's what I work on in my practice as well, is what kinds of disappointments, what kinds of failures in our past or relational difficulties have we had that have gotten in the way of that trust and confidence? And what are we generalizing to God when it's really not who God is, but in our humanness and our limited vision, we misattribute things to God. And so that's an opportunity really in prayer as well, in soul set and all this, and how our souls work. Yeah,
so,
with all that psychological stuff.
At Hearts and Souls, Peter, I want you to talk in the next couple minutes, our last couple minutes, about some of the resources you have and podcasts on Souls of Hearts. And that's really for anybody, right, that's Catholic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's open to everybody. It's all grounded in the Catholic worldview, but you don't have to be Catholic to take advantage of it. So our website is soulsandhearts.com. One thing that's really relevant to your readers is that I have a podcast that comes out weekly. It comes out on Mondays called The Coronavirus Crisis, Carpe Diem. That's Latin for seize the day. And that whole podcast is all about taking advantage of the opportunities that this crisis affords us. And so it's not just how do you survive the crisis of this pandemic. It's how do you thrive? How do you really grip onto this in a way that God has intended it for it to be a gift to you? And what are the psychological difficulties that get in the way of that? That's what I'm really focused on that. And we have a small community that's just started. It's building up around that of people that want to connect and that are really psychologically minded, they're really interested in psychology, grounded in a Catholic anthropology, and bringing psychology and Catholicism together and, you know, kind of discussing what's going on in there. So that's an opportunity for folks at soulsandhearts.com. We've got all kinds of things, though. We have a free course on A Catholic's Guide to Choosing a Therapist. We have a free course on A Catholic's Guide to Helping a Loved One in Distress. So if there's someone in your life that, you know, is really stressing right now, that course may be really helpful to you. And we've got one on how to work with Dr. Jerry Crete has got one on what to do when you discover pornography use in the marriage. And this one's targeted towards husbands and wives together. He's a family therapist, a marriage and family therapist, excellent clinician. And that course is, like, amazing. And it's going to help so many people. We've just released that one as well. We've got all kinds of other things too. We've got blogs. We've got a show that we do every week where we look at psychological insights in the scriptures. How do we learn about psychology from the scriptures, from the Sunday Mass readings? That's called Be with the Word. It's really popular, and that's actually really good too. Everything we do is oriented towards removing those psychological impediments to connecting with God. That's the whole thing. That's the whole mode in which we operate. So people can also reach out to me at crisis@soulsandhearts.com, crisis@soulsandhearts.com. And my phone number is also 317-567-9594. Feel free to reach out. So
Peter, what have you learned in this pandemic about yourself or maybe others in your family or those that you serve? What's your big takeaway in all this that you've learned?
The big takeaway that I see over and over again is that if you can really hold on to Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. No matter what happens, no matter who dies, no matter what illnesses happen, no matter what job loss, whatever, is that if you can actually hold on to that, if you can look for what the good is in this, you'll find it. You will find it. This pandemic did not negate, it didn't invalidate Romans 8:28. And that's the most powerful verse in all of Scripture for me, is Romans 8:28. It's the most hopeful verse in all of Scripture for me. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. But we've got to also look. You know, we can't just go with our first impressions because there's so many psychological things that blind us, so many biases, so many assumptions, so many impulses, so many disordered desires and things that get in the way. And that's what just has led me to really see this work out in people's lives. I'm so inspired by so many of my clients and so many of the people at Souls and Hearts at the tremendous growth that they're doing. They're really taking advantage of it. So it's very hopeful.
We're out of time. It is very hopeful. So, Dr. Peter Malinowski, give us the webpage one more time.
Soulsandhearts.com. Come and visit us. Come and join us. We'd love to have you.
We shall. Well, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.